Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for freezing drizzle today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 35. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 26. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with fog and spots. Clear skies tomorrow, high of 45. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas state lawmakers say they are working with the federal delegation in Washington, D.C. to piggyback off the Trump administration's agenda by bringing down the agenda to a statewide level by advocating for a no tax on tips push.
And in visits with President Trump, you know, what else can we do to make life more affordable again? And one of this is no tax on tips legislation. So I'm very proud to be co-leading this legislation with Ted Cruz at the federal level. I expect it to be part of a reconciliation bill.
That was U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas on KSNT News, where he was alongside Senate President Tim Masterson, along with Senator Karen Tyson, to support the No Tax on Tips movement, where according to legislators here in Kansas, they say the No Tax on Tips makes absolute sense. State legislators say they are excited to be mimicking many of the legislative policies from the Trump administration to bring them home to Kansans around the state. Mid-America Network News.
Multi-platinum hitmaker Justin Moore is coming to Newkirk. And Seven Clans First Council Casino Hotel and Resort. Friday, March 7th, Justin Moore. In concert in an all-ages show. Get your tickets for Justin Moore now at the Players Club or sevenclans.com. Justin Moore, Friday, March 7th. At Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, Newkirk, North Highway 77.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
The state of Kansas has been granted an extension to be able to file for federal disaster relief in regards to winter storms that hit the state in the early portion of January. As according to KSNT News and Governor Kelly's office, they have submitted the letter that requested the extension back on January 23rd last week, saying that they were approved of the extension for the major federal disaster declaration all the way through March 6th of this year. According to the governor's office, they say the intense amount of snow that many portions of the state received did cause some damage, saying between January 4th and 5th, the city of Topeka saw more than 14 inches of snow, and many other communities around the state receiving just as much, with crews working 24-hour operations and 12-hour shifts all the way through January 13th. In a statement from the governor, she said, "We are grateful for the extension to file our request for a major declaration of disaster. This additional time will allow personnel from the State Division of Emergency Management to gather all the necessary information to corroborate the incident period and the damages that were caused by the storm."
Don't risk finding out if your farm is underinsured when you have a loss. Insuring to the accurate value of your livestock, equipment, structures, and inventory is an important consideration when reviewing your insurance coverage. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect your farm or ranch with a tailored policy that combines various coverage into one convenient package. Let's discuss your need and keep your property values up to date at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, public school teachers across the state of Nebraska say they are concerned about a bill that was presented in the state legislature that may change how the retirement plans are set up for public school employees. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, Legislative Bill 645 would create a stepped-down contribution program for the state and the school retirement plans depending on the accrual funding levels for the pension plan. They say right now the state currently gives 2% of the payroll for school employees statewide each year. That equates to roughly $50 million. However, the new bill says it would maintain that funding level if the plan drops to 92% funded, which right now says it is currently funded at 99.9% of funding and growing. The bill, however, says that if the pension is fully funded like it currently is in the state would not contribute the plan unless it drops below that 100% level. The plan does include all eligible public school K through 12 school employees. Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Jessica Nadd, the director of K-State 105.
K-State 105 is a university model for economic growth for all 105 counties in Kansas, and that's why it's called K-State 105. So what we're really thinking about doing is connecting everything the university does, our resources, education, research, and expertise, and deploying that across the state. And some things that we're doing, K-State 105, we're building an ecosystem of partnerships across the state to be able to advance economic prosperity.
And K-State has a good presence in all counties in Kansas.
So K-State 105 is really born out of the university's economic prosperity plan. And the goal there is that colleges and universities should be a part of every community into increasing economic prosperity. So as you know, K-State is well positioned to do this for the state of Kansas because we have a presence in all 105 counties in Kansas. And so we were given an investment by the state of Kansas to go out and create projects across the state that lead to job creation and the ability for communities to leverage additional capital, and so that we can expand new businesses and then also provide technical assistance to businesses out there across the state.
And there is a good goal for this project as well.
Yeah, the goal is to think about this first project in terms of the first cohort that we're doing for K-State 105. And what's really great about it is we found communities in bigger cities and rural communities kind of all across the state. So we're hoping to use this opportunity to inform the future work of K-State 105. So really, in our first year, it's a great way to get started.
There are 11 projects that K-State chose to be the first to participate in this project.
K-State 105 has this really cool project called the Entrepreneurship Blueprint Initiative, and we actually launched it last summer, and it was in partnership with Network Kansas and K-State Research and Extension. So through a competitive process, we selected 11 communities across Kansas for their abilities to create community-driven projects that foster entrepreneurship and small business development. So we had, we had this whole process that we went through, and we had dozens upon dozens of communities and organizations request to be selected. And just through a competitive process, we were able to elevate 11 communities across Kansas.
There is another opportunity to apply for this project.
So right now, the cohort just closed, and we spent the last several weeks announcing the new cohort going into 2025. And so the funding opportunity will more than likely open back up late spring or early summer. So there'll be press announcements that go out just announcing if and when the next opportunity goes live.
I would like to thank Jessica for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gerald Hell, Jerry Brown, age 82, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Interment will follow at the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jerry Bourne. Norbert F. Bramlage, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday at 10:30 with the rosary at 10 from the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial Saturday at 1:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Visitation Friday from 3 until 8 p.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Norbert Bromlage. Norman Cowboy Stiggy, age 83, of Morrowville, passed away January 31st. A funeral service is planned February 25th. 10:30 a.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Church. Burial St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. February 24th, the family visitation is planned 5 until 8 p.m. at the Brewery in Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Norman Cowboy Stiggy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Italian chicken, rice, Capri blend, and peaches. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy today with a slight chance for some freezing drizzle, with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Staying cloudy overnight tonight, a bit foggy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Some sunshine and warmer throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Some sunshine into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And mostly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Partly sunny and breezy throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid 30s and lower 40s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. North winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Sunday. Then partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. A slight chance for some snow showers on Monday. Cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 42. Record high on this date, 72. The average low 20 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning at 7:30, sunset this evening at 5:52.
Corner Bistro and Diner, formerly the Empty Cup in Marysville, has something exciting for you. Snap a picture with their mural or canvas, tag them on Facebook, and share your favorite menu item. Every post gets you entered in their weekly drawing. Enter as many times as you like. Prizes range from free menu items to $10 off your next meal. So stop by Corner Bistro and Diner, enjoy the food, and share the fun. Your next big win might just be a snap away. Corner Bistro and Diner, delicious food, unforgettable moments.
It's 23 degrees this hour, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 5th of February. KNDY News time 7:17.
There seems to always be shifting in the NBA. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Sure, there's the trades we've seen, but also shifting on the scoreboard. Houston had a four-point lead, 10 seconds to go last night in Brooklyn, but the Nets hit three-pointers from Keon Johnson and D'Angelo Russell and stunned the Rockets in the closing seconds. Nets win by two, their first home win in 2 months. Sixers get Joel Embiid back on the court after missing 15 games. He scores 29. Sixers beat the Mavs 118-116. Anthony Davis joining the Mavs yesterday in Philly. Luka Doncic on the bench for the Lakers, who crushed the Clippers. L.A. led by as much as 31, Lakers win by 25. After the game, LeBron James was asked if he still wants to finish his career as a Laker, given the recent moves.
I'm here right now. I'm here right now. I'm committed to the Lakers organization. I'm here to help Luka and Maxie make the transition as smooth as possible. As the leader of the team, as one of the captains of the team, it's my job to make it as seamless as possible.
Jimmy Butler, meanwhile, wants out in Miami. Heat lose to Chicago last night, 133-124. Four times this season, Miami has allowed 130 points. They've lost all four. Knicks dominate the Raptors and win by six. And in a matchup of the top two teams in the East, Celtics making a statement, 112-105, as they beat the Cavs. College action on the men's side, top-ranked Auburn by 28 over Oklahoma. St. John's, a six-point win over Marquette, fastest that St. John's has reached 20 wins since 1985. Ninth-ranked Michigan State falls on the road at UCLA, 64-61. Bruins have won six straight after a four-game skid. On the ice, Detroit beats Seattle in a shootout for their seventh straight win. Capitals double up Florida 6-3. Alex Ovechkin scores an empty netter with a tenth of a second to go. He's now 17 away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. Despite a pause on the tariffs, the U.S. anthem is booed in three more arenas in Canada last night.
At Macy's, we're so ready for Valentine's Day. While it might feel like it's still a ways off, it's actually next Friday. Fortunately, that's just enough time for you to find the perfect gifts from our Valentine's Day gift guide. How about a hobo-style handbag from Coach? A three-piece gift set from Lancôme, Estée Lauder, or Clinique? A watch from Michael Kors? Or diamonds and more diamonds? Whatever your love loves, come into Macy's and find the perfect gift for your Valentine before next Friday sneaks up on you like Cupid. With a little bow and arrow.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls' action. Marysville took Concordia 39-32. Clay Center beat Chapman 56-30. Rock Creek over Council Grove 60-18. And Wamego beat Abilene 61-24. Onega down Frankfort 46-36. Hanover topped Valley Heights 44-29. Waubunsee took Axtell 31-16. Clifton Clyde over Washington County 45-38. Lynn beat Blue Valley 56-41, and Centralia took Donovan West 61-39. Concordia boys beat Marysville 63-54. Clay Center topped Chapman 71-20. Rock Creek over Council Grove 79-44. Abilene topped Wamego 54-29. Frankfort boys took Onega 55-34. Hanover beat Valley Heights 69-50. Axtell over Waubunsee 65-44. Clifton Clyde beat Washington County 64-45. Blue Valley took Lynn 68-58, and Centralia beat Donovan West 74-46.
ABC News, Wall Street Now. The market managing to bounce back Tuesday after Wall Street shook off investor panic from President Trump's proposed tariffs over the weekend. The Dow closed 134 points higher and the S&P up 43 points. The tech-heavy Nasdaq rose 262 points thanks to gains from software company Palantir. The company's job openings fell in December to 7.6 million from the 8.2 million in November. That's a sign the labor market is cooling, but still healthy. Professional and business services companies, healthcare, finance, social assistance appear to scale back their hiring efforts, but arts, entertainment, and recreation saw a noted rise in job postings. As the country continues to battle the biggest bird flu outbreak in a decade, Waffle House announced they'll be implementing a temporary surcharge to customers to offset the rising cost of eggs. The company released a statement saying, while we hope these price fluctuations will be short-lived, we cannot predict how long this shortage will last. Dave Packer, ABC News.
MHS alumni, don't wait. The Black and Red Social is happening March 29th. If you get your tickets by February 16th, you'll save. Early bird tickets are just $20. After that, they'll go up to $25. Want to sit with your classmates? Reserve a table for eight for just $200. Enjoy a great meal, music, and an update what's going on with the new alumni board. Get your tickets now. Visit our Facebook page or mail payments to P.O. Box 305, Marysville, Kansas. For questions, contact me, Ben Throm, at 785-713-1780 or message us on Facebook.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Wednesday, now February 5th of 2025, as we inch closer to the opening bell here on this midweek day of trade. First and foremost, before the opening bell, we'll get you a quick recap of how things were finished yesterday. It was rather mixed in the livestock, fairly higher in the grains and the oil seeds. A nice, decent finish there. We'll also dive through the overnight pre-trade session for those grains and oil seeds as well here in just a moment. But yesterday, it was the cattle markets that certainly felt some pressure. February live cattle down 110 at 201.87. April down 150 at 198.65. Back on Monday, feeder cattle saw $5 drops in some contracts. March feeder cattle yesterday dropped an additional 225 down to 268.25. April down 220 to 267.62. A decent day of recovery for the hogs. In contrast to that, February lean hogs up 75 cents to 85.07. April up 340 at 89.75. Looking through the grains and oil seeds now, kind of back onto the winning track. Yesterday, it was back and forth, but finished higher pretty much all throughout. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat are starting a few cents higher. We have March Kansas City wheat back up to $6 a bushel. That's 5 1/4 cent higher. May up 4 3/4 to 6.08 3/4. March oats down 1 1/4 to 3.58 a bushel, but mixed fractional gains beyond that. We see March corn up 2 cents to 4.96 1/2. May at 5.07. That's up 2 1/4 cent. Soybeans were double digit higher yesterday, giving up a bit of those gains this morning. March soybeans currently down 2 at 10.73. May down 1 3/4 at 10.86 1/4. Soybean meal down 110 at 3.12.90. And soy oil consecutively lower once again, down 31 at 45.45. Cotton a few points higher. March cotton up 3 at 66.97. Gold's up 19.40 to 28.72.70. Silver's down 9 cents at 32.93 per ounce. Dollar index down 45 at 107.385.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado 1500 model and Chevy Silverado 3500 model pickup, the Nordis Motor Company has a new 2024 Chevy Suburban, the new 2025 Chevy Tahoe, Chevy Trax, Chevy Traverse front-wheel drive, plus several units in on trade and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. K-State's Forage Quiz Bowl team recently brought home the national title. Team captain Quentin Bina, majoring in agricultural education and agronomy, discusses what the competition is like and who his team members were to get the win. He says what brought them to beat the University of Wisconsin in the final round.
It was really, really fun, especially a part doing the competition. The first round, we did really well. I think we played, it was Tennessee, I believe. So we did pretty good that round, but then our second round was against Purdue. And that one, it came down to the wire. It came down to the final Jeopardy question when we had to actually bid some of our points away. But we ended up coming together, finding the right answer at the end. We won the second round, went on to win the final round. So it was really fun, really stressful, though.
Bina says who else was on the team and what key knowledge they contributed.
We had Caleb here, Molly Kane, Ashlyn Hartman, Chris Assalm, and those were the ones that went to the competition with us. We did have a few that didn't go to the competition because we had limited funding. We could only bring five with us. What was really cool about our team this year is we had a wide variety of knowledge with us. Like Caleb here, seed quality, foundation seed type stuff, all that stuff he knows really well. Molly knows everything about soils. Ashlyn, she loves herbicides, stuff like that. Chris is just smart in everything. I mean, she's about to graduate college and she's 19 years old. So, I mean, they're such smart people coming together and we have a wide variety of knowledge. When it comes to being the captain, I think any of us could have been the captain. I mean, I think I was chosen because I had experience doing it in previous years. But just watching, because me and Caleb, we had a little bit more experience with the forage because we took a forage class. So we came into practicing and we knew a little bit more. But I was able to watch everyone study and learn everything about forage. So that was pretty cool just seeing everyone's knowledge increase doing this competition.
He explains how he hopes to use this experience in the future.
when I graduate, I plan on doing a master's here at K-State in agronomy. At the end of the day, I want to be a professor in agronomy. So doing these competitions really, I don't want to say forces me to study, because I really do enjoy studying, but it gives me more incentive to study and to compete and to meet a lot of great people. I really think that doing these competitions, it's going to increase my knowledge and make me a better teacher at the end of the day.
That was Kansas State University National Champion Forage Quiz Bowl team captain Quentin Bina on this year's success at the Forage Quiz Bowl competition in Florida. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
What can you do with a raw potato and a little imagination? We find out on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 5th, the 36th day of the year. Baseball's Hammer and Hank Aaron and NFL Hall of Famer Roger Staubach were both born on this day. Some of our favorite household advice involves making items do double duty around the home. Here are some creative uses for the everyday potato. To remove a broken light bulb from a socket, cut a thick slice of raw potato. Make sure the circuit is off. Press the potato into the remaining portion of the bulb, twist off, and dispose. Do you use cucumbers to reduce eye puffiness? A cool potato slice will work as well. And you can keep kids entertained for hours making stamps with potatoes. Carve patterns into the raw spuds, dip in paint or ink, and go to town making paper, note cards, and more. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Blue Valley Door is proud of the Beatrice FFA chapter members for the hard work they put in to learning about the ag industry. From Blue Valley Door in Beatrice, we serve and install all styles of garage doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, and residential garage doors and openers. All of us at Family Fair are proud of the Fall City FFA chapters and leaders. These members invest considerable time on projects and research to further their grasp on agribusiness in all its forms. From your supporters at Family Fair and Beatrice, formerly known as SunMart, see our website for rewards and digital coupons. Twin Rivers Ford wants the FFA students to know you have great potential and to keep up the good work. Thank you to the chapter leaders for teaching and motivating these students to be the ag leaders of tomorrow. From your friends at Twin Rivers Ford in Fairbury, visit our website at twinriversford.com.
731 from KNDY, 25 degrees. Low seasonal highs today around the freezing mark is the best we'll see.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Sam Speck. Well, Wichita State Shockers men's basketball snapped a four-game losing streak with a win at Charlotte yesterday, 66-58. They were down a pair of starters, Justin Hill and Harlan Beverly, who both missed the game with injuries. However, a pair of double-doubles from Corey Washington and Quincy Ballard powered the Shockers. Up next for the Shockers, they do play on the road against South Florida on Sunday, 1 p.m. tip-off. Other stories from the hardwood last night, it was the K-State Wildcats continuing their win streak with another Big 12 victory over Arizona State, 71-70. It was Coach Tang talking about the new environment and what he wants his locker room to feel like.
I want K-State to be a place that even if they play here for 1 year or for 3 years or for 5 years, that it's the place they want to come back to in the summertime, and it's the place they want to bring their families back to. And that's what I want to leave them with. And so those locker room celebrations, you know, that shows that, man, there's something special about what we're doing and who those guys are and what we have to look forward to.
KU and K-State play each other this Saturday, 1 p.m. from Bramlage Coliseum.
Concordia boys, number 10 in Class 4A, beat Marysville 63-54 in the North Central Kansas League tilt on Tuesday. Marysville could never get on track offensively, did their best to stay in the ball game. Concordia was led by freshman starter Aiden Creer with 23 points, while junior Shane Parker fouled out with 17. Concordia improves to 9-4 on the season, 5-1 in the NCKL. Marysville's Willow Todd had 15, only a single field goal. He was 13 of 14 free throws, and reserve Mason Raider knocked down 5 trays for 15 points to lead the Bulldog attack as they fall to 7-7. Concordia 63-54. Marysville girls won 39-32 in the opener, holding Concordia scoreless in the second quarter. Lady Bulldogs led by Lindsay Dressman with 20. Casey Rush and double figures scored 13. Lady Bulldogs improved 7-7, 4-4. While Concordia's lead scorers were Charlie Cash and Jalen Roush with 8 apiece, Lady Panthers fall to 3-10, 1-5. Marysville 39, Concordia 32. Bulldogs tip off Friday hosting Rock Creek. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
On a chilly Tuesday night, Twin Valley League action heated up the hardwood as Frankfort took on Onega. First in girls action, it was all Buffaloes. They come out with a 46-36 win over Frankfort. Onega was led by Addie Ringel with 14 points. Tessa Parthamer pitched in 19 for the Frankfort Wildcats, but she was only one of 4 scorers for Frankfort. As again, Frankfort girls fall to Onega 46-36. Frankfort now 4-11 on the season, while Onega is 6-8. In our second half of the contest, Frankfort boys handled Onega from the get-go. Frankfort led 35-23 at 11 and only allowed 11 Onega points in the second half. 2 double-digit scorers, Jackson Coulterman and Corey Eider for the Buffaloes. But Frankfort was led by Wes Anderson with 18 points, 16 from Lane Loizo, as Frankfort again beats Onega in boys action 55-24. Frankfort now 12-4 on the season, while Onega drops to 2-12. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this is Max Blasky.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Marysville took Concordia 39-32. Clay Center beat Chapman 56-30. Rock Creek over Council Grove 60-18. And Womego beat Abilene 61-24. Onega down Frankfort 46-36. Hanover topped Valley Heights 44-29. Waubunsee took Axtell 31-16. Clifton Clyde over Washington County 45-38. Lynn beat Blue Valley 56-41. And Centralia took Donovan West 61-39. Concordia boys beat Marysville 63-54. Clay Center topped Chapman 71-20. Rock Creek over Council Grove 79-44. Abilene topped Waumego 54-29. Frankfort boys took Onega 55-34. Hanover beat Valley Heights 69-50. Axtell over Waubunsee 65-44. Clifton Clyde beat Washington County 64-45. Blue Valley took Lynn 68-58. And Centralia beat Donovan West 74-46.
KNDY.